Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I want to clarify or give you a detailed explanation of why I am certain that a regular career mail handler always has the right to move a MHA from a work position when that regular career mail handler starts their tour. I'm going to go as far as to say it doesn't matter if that mail handler started 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours later. I am going to show you why I believe that they always have the autonomy to move a MHA from a position when they start their tour. Let's podcast. The first reference, in fact, the only reference I want to use for this conversation is the Columbus, Ohio Local Memorandum of Understanding. And we're going to speak from item T, paragraph 2. And it reads as follows. Career mail handlers within a section shall receive priority on job preference prior to supplemental employees only at the beginning of their tour. Hold on to that for a second. Only at the beginning of their tour. Now, I'm going to get a bit semantical with you, but I need you to understand that. The word there in our local agreement is spelled T-H-E-I-R. That makes it possessive. That makes it not the tour. So as I understand this local memorandum, when that item T, paragraph 2, says only at the beginning of their tour, that means to me that if a regular employee reports for work 4 hours later, that is now the beginning of their tour. Do you understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you why I believe that to be the interpretation of this item here. Now, first of all, I want to say to you that I believe that current unions have more of a managerial understanding of this than one based on union membership. I'm sorry, I put that out. Now I'll explain it. When we look at regular mail handlers, career mail handlers, you have to understand that is the base of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, not a supplemental workforce. So when you see language such as there, that makes it possessive to that regular mail handler. So the union understands that we are predicated on career mail handler membership. That is what our mission statement applies more to. So when I hear words like their tour, the union is saying that when a career mail handler reports for work, they always have an option to work in a preferred area over a supplemental workforce. Does that make sense to anybody? If you think your union will allow supplemental workforce to have a preference or priority over any career mail handler, then we need to revisit the definition and the purpose of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Now, I'm going to further expound on why I believe that the career mail handler always has the autonomy to select at the beginning of their tour. We're talking about selecting over a supplemental workforce. We're talking about a workforce that is designed to fill in the absence of career mail handlers. So when the career mail handler is there, the career mail handler always has that preference. And again, we're only talking at the beginning of their tour. And the reason I want to say again that we're talking about at the beginning of their tour is because career mail handlers, once job selections are made, you don't have the autonomy to just change it in the middle of the day. So that's why I'm certain that that language says when you report for work, you have a priority. And with respect to the reference being the local memorandum of understanding, item two, paragraph two, or item two, section two, I'm sorry. When you read that, what you read, and again, it happens to most people, it happens to everybody. When you read that section, your mind just automatically replaces their tour with the tour. So we begin to think that, okay, at the beginning of the tour is the only time. But no, that's not what your LMOU is saying. And again, you have to pick up the LMOU. You have to look at it, and you have to understand what it is that I'm trying to show you. Because when the LMOU says their tour, again, I still maintain that if your tour is at 8 o'clock, that's the tour. You report for work at 11 o'clock, that starts your tour. So you still have the right to select a job, even if it means moving an MHA out of a position. Now, the fact that I'm late to work, the fact that maybe I had 4 hours of annual leave at the beginning of the tour, which means I'm going to still report late, for whatever reason, I'm saying it does not matter. When you start your day, that's your tour, and you have preference on the job selection. But now let me say this so that I don't want the MHAs to think I'm anti-MHA. But as we now begin to read this item, here's where a little more autonomy comes in for you. Because when we talk about preference, or when we talk about we can all do a thing, and in this case, the thing is selecting jobs. When our local memorandum of understanding says the career mail handler only gets preference prior to the beginning of the tour, that means you have a right to select a job. Do you understand? That means you don't have to go to work now and your boss just says, hey, you go to the North Dock. If I'm understanding that right, and again, this is going to create a lot of conversation in the union, which I really, really hope it does. Again, so we all get the same understanding. I'm giving you my interpretation, and I hope my interpretation makes a lot more sense than what you're being told right now. So to that MHA, again, if I'm understanding item T, section two properly, you can do exactly what that career mail handler can do at the start of the tour, except the career mail handler just gets to do it before you. So when now as an MHA, when you report for work, you now have the right to say, after selections are made, I'd like to go here or I'd like to go there, if I'm reading item T correctly. And again, it says they receive priority prior, which just means before you. So after they've taken their selection, you also get a selection. But you have to understand that later in the day, when regular mail handlers, not on overtime, report to start their tour, then it is very possible that you're going to get moved. And when that happens, just remember, you are a mail handler assistant. You are there to assist the career mail handler. So when that career mail handler shows up, don't allow yourself to get frustrated because you get put in another position because that career mail handler has chosen or exercised their job preference at the beginning of their tour and forced you to be moved. Columbus, Ohio, I say to the mail handlers there, you really need to start picking up your contract, the national and the local, and read it and bring yourself into the understanding of a lot of things are going to the left that should be going to the right. But if you don't know, then you allow yourself to be misinformed. But if you know, then you put yourself in a position to bring about the change. And let me clarify, when you hear me say the unions, I speak on what I think from the national level, because, you know, I'm still trying to get some confidence in Local 304, but that just isn't coming very easy. So when I speak, I'm talking about on the national level, the national intent, again, as I believe it, just being a member, is we're based on career mail handlers. Supplemental workforce can come and go, but the career is going to be your base into that supplemental workforce, the MHAs. Trust and believe when I tell you, no disrespect at all, because your numbers and your voice is definitely needed to strengthen the union on a national level. So no disrespect, but there's a pecking order. As we say in some parts of the world, there's levels to this. Have a great day. And again, I'm going to try to keep you informed. But once I inform you and you validate the information, then education without application, it's just a waste of time.